JM in the AM. It's almost impossible to be talking about the Kosher Halftime Show on the Thursday before the Super Bowl and not think of one of our amazing friends who continues to be a very important part of the Nahum Segal Network, whether he knows it or not. And that's our great friend, Mayor Kay. And Mayor Kay, in addition to helping me remind everybody how cool it is to have a Kosher Halftime Show, we're also going to discuss what he's doing this Sunday, which in my opinion is one of the great Kiddush Hashems out there. By the way, folks, after 40 years, thank God, people take my recommendations in terms of things to support. Earlier this morning, Stacy and I supported Mayor Kay's Cause Match campaign, and I'm so happy to see that he's using our friends at Cause Match, who did such a great job on our fire campaign and our year-end campaign. If you go to causematch.com/supersoulparty, causematch.com/supersoulparty, you'll see the entire story of what Mayor Kay is doing on Sunday, and we, again, are proud supporters of his efforts. Mayor Kay, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Hey, good morning, Nachum and everybody, good morning. It's good to be back. It's become a tradition and it's something I look forward to, so thanks for having me and good to hear from you.
I remember the first time you showed up to my studio. You know, it's funny, I asked you what time you wake up, you'd be able to join us, and you're like, what are you talking about? Whatever time you want. And then I remembered that, you know, the first time you visited my studio, I think you woke up like a quarter to four and you had no problem hopping on the subway with your New England Patriots jersey, which is a point of contention, but we're not going to, you know, go there right now. And coming to visit us at the NSN Network. And then, of course, Mayor Kay and Shimmy Sokol became such an important team for us when we did all these original Kosher Halftime shows each and every year. And by the way, I thank you, because last year you were enthusiastic about, even though you weren't really directly involved, you were so enthusiastic about Shlomo Katz doing the Kosher Halftime Show with us from Israel. And this year, I'm told, you're very enthusiastic about this whole interview I'm doing with Yerachmiel Begun about the viral... Oh, you're into viral sensations, so you can relate to the viral sensation that the Miami Boys Choir has become. So even when you're not directly involved, it seems you're still a really active supporter of the Kosher Halftime Show, which I thank you for.
100% of my fondest memories, I mean, about this time and working with you and creating these original pieces have been so much fun. And we traveled the world together, Nachum, and it was always fun to see you in and out of the studio and how much fun. And you were down to play. You were down to, you know, for the fans, for the listeners, you'll go out and do things that perhaps you wouldn't have necessarily done.
And you know why I'm laughing, because, you know, it's one thing everybody knows, obviously, because the video is online and tens of thousands have watched it. Everyone knows some of the crazy things that have gone on the Kosher Halftime Show, including the paint fight that happened in Shaarei Tzedek Hospital in Jerusalem. But I still, as you know, I still can't get over what I consider to be the top moment when you suggested and somehow pulled off at the, what do they call it? The Super Bowl, what do they call it? The Super Bowl Fair
or the NFL experience
in Atlanta. You said that we could convince hundreds of people in the room that I am a former NFL player, and as uncomfortable as that was, Mayor, it was pretty cool to see you pull it off. Frankly,
I gotta say, that was pulling it off, putting the sign in, getting the people was my least concern. I was like, well, Malcolm, go for this. That was my biggest concern. And you did. And you did it with such grace and such smiles. And you made hundreds of people days that day. Hopefully you didn't go on Googling your number and your plus to play on the Jets. But, you know, it was one of my most proudest feats to pull off.
That whole day was absolutely insane. Anyway, Mayor Kay, first of all, I'm a proud supporter. I know a lot of our listeners are proud supporters. After this conversation, I hope they go to the Cause Match page and support even further. And you have a lot of great corporate sponsors, and you've blown this thing up, so we're a little piece to this whole puzzle. But nonetheless, I don't want to lose focus, and it's not just that you're going to be in eight different cities around the United States providing an incredible Super Bowl party for those who are in the homeless community. In addition to that, I believe we in this forum have to emphasize what kind of Kiddush Hashem it is. I mean, there are articles about you in Reader's Digest. Everyone should Google it or go to Mayor Kay's social media to see what Reader's Digest wrote about him recently. And there's obviously articles and TV stories everywhere, probably a lot of them in the cities that you're going to be in on Sunday. And the bottom line is they know that Mayor Kalmanson from the Jewish community is the man behind all of this. So all I could say is it's not just an amazing thing that you're doing to help people, but on top of that, look at the reputation you are spreading about our people, which is so heartwarming.
Thanks, Malcolm. I really appreciate it, and it's no small piece. You've been a big part of my life growing up, and then becoming a friend over the years. So I really appreciate that. So, and yes, thank God. I mean, it's growing tremendously, and you know, beyond the parties that are taking place throughout the year, and throughout the states, and the barbers and the clothing, and but it's really about the dignity and the community and the connection that takes place at these parties. We're also stepping in more gambling this year. It's also helping really take a focus on the mental health perspective, helping someone build themselves up from the inside out. And that's, you know, my own personal journey with mental health. I've come to recognize how important that is for someone to step into life and take a responsibility and be a functioning human being in society. I want to provide that. We want to provide that for those some people who perhaps don't have necessarily the support to do that. And so we're going to be providing a lot of mental health support, not just at the parties, but God willing throughout the year as well. And yes, you know, one of my biggest touch points when I get interviewed by these, you know, national and international publications is to specifically state that I am Jewish and get specific about my Judaism and to show how it's really tied into our not just culture, but our tradition, our foundation, our values, and to really drive home that force because, you know, Malcolm, firsthand, being in the media business, how distorted stories can get around our people. And so it's so important for me to shine a light to, you know, or to illuminate the world in such a way, not just through my deeds, but also let them know that what do actually Jewish people stand for? And we stand for kindness, we stand for peace, we stand for community, and we stand to make this world a brighter place, to go to Olam. So this is definitely one of my ways that I try to step into that and spread the word.
It is amazing how you do it. By the way, let me just give the address to everybody, because I'm sure there are people listening right now who just want to toss in something to help you out and to continue this Kiddush Hashem. Cause, and I'm so glad you're using our friends at Cause Match. We've had such a great relationship with them. CauseMatch.com/SuperSoulParty. Again, CauseMatch.com/SuperSoulParty. Mayor, if anybody who follows you, as I do, it's obvious that you've, I don't know if the word is evolved or if you're a little bit different than you were a couple of years ago. And I say that with the utmost respect. And obviously, I'd be making much more fun of you about it if you were here live in studio. But from a serious standpoint, I don't know if it's meditation or breathing or focusing. What is it about? What have you done personally and then spread that around to others over the last year or two? What have you incorporated into your life to become more of a whole person?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, is that obvious, huh?
What do you mean by obvious? You're promoting it. You're telling people about the sessions that you're leading and going to, etc.
True. This is true. I definitely stepped into more verticals in my life. So, you know, at the basis of it all comes from the same place. I'm always looking to grow and use my talents, my gifts that Hashem gave me, and share them with the world. Like, that's the only way I think we can operate. And that being said, it's all, and for me, it's coming from a place of bringing joy and happiness and positivity to the people that I meet. And recently, as I continue to grow and learn and read and study, I've come across new things, one of which is, like you mentioned, breathwork. I've always been mindful, and broader meditation and the rich culture within our own history about that, meditation and whatnot. But now breathwork has become, and it's been around for thousands of years, and so I jumped into this thing called breathwork. And essentially what it is, it's conscious breathing, really going into deep, you know, spaces of just breathing into a constant way. And that allows for a lot of energy within oneself to be moved, realizations to come through, a really deep, powerful way to reconnect with our bodies, with our soul, with our neshama. As we know, neshama means soul, neshima means breath. Neshama comes from the root word neshima. So we see the deep correlation between our soul and our breath.
You know,
that Hashem breathed into the nostrils of others. So, like, when we could tap into this breath that we all possess, wonderful and miraculous things can happen.
And I want to add to that, because, and I said this earlier in the week with another guest, as you just said, kol haneshama, right? Neshama, soul, neshima, breath. The only pasuk in Psukei Dezimra that we repeat every day is Kol HaNeshama Tahalil Ka Haluka. And someone said to me that Neshama, as you just said, is also Neshima. And in reality, the reason we repeat that pasuk is because ideally we should be thanking God with every single breath we take. Every time we breathe in or out, we should be saying, thank you, God, for that breath. Thank you, God, for allowing me, you know, to be here and to have a living soul within me, as you just described. So isn't that amazing that someone said that to me? It's the only pasuk, the only passage that on a daily basis we actually repeat during the Pesukei de Zimra.
Oh, wow, yes. That's fascinating, and I concur. It's really that thing with every breath that we take.
Amazing, amazing. All right, could you list the cities for us? Can you tell us where in this country these Super Soul parties are going to be taking place?
Oh, 100%. So we are obviously going to be in New York City,
right?
Here in Manhattan on Sunday. But beyond Manhattan, we're going to be in San Francisco. We're going to be in Bozeman, Montana, Louisville, Kentucky, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Lakewood, New Jersey, Stamford, Connecticut, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Unbelievable.
And this is, we have strong parties in every events in all these cities. And I mentioned it before, we are on a road to every state in America to have multiple touch points throughout the year. And we're just getting started. We're getting a lot more support. Thank God this year we have some incredible partners this year as well. And Hanes came on this year, which is really cool and exciting, a big corporate sponsor. And hopefully that's only continuing to grow in support. And as you mentioned, there's a Cause Match campaign happening right now. I saw that you guys gave. That's so generous, Malcolm. Thank you so much.
Are you kidding me? I can't recommend it to our audience enough, because the Kiddush Hashem and the incredible generosity that you make sure that people do for others this Sunday, and as you just described throughout the entire year, is remarkable. By the way, we should mention the Super Soul Party includes food, it includes haircuts, it includes clothing, it includes other basics, right? I guess that's why Hanes is actually involved, right? Because this is one of the things we all associate with the homeless is that they're very much in need of basic necessities, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, what we take for granted. I mean, the hottest commodity is socks. I mean, we're talking about socks. You know, socks, especially in this frigid weather. You know, so socks is a big one, and clothing. And we have these clothing drives that are taking place now, and we distribute that throughout the different parties. And we try to take care of all the physical needs, the food, like I mentioned, and the barbers, which can really change someone's mood. But the focus is, again, is the mental health, the having the therapists and the social workers at the parties and throughout the year, to really, you know, transform someone's mindset to recognizing that they are worthy and they are dignified human beings to go on into the world and to contribute their own talents and their own gifts.
I don't know how strong our listenership is in San Francisco and in Milwaukee, although we do hear from Milwaukee once in a while on our app. But if someone who's listening right now wants to get involved in the New Jersey party, which, as you described, is in the Lakewood area, or in the Manhattan, New York City party, if they're a therapist who wants to, I don't know, donate their services, if they're a barber, if they have a lot of clothing, a lot of people in our community have a lot of clothing, Mayor Kay. If someone has a lot of clothing they'd like to donate, I mean, what do they do? Do they go to your website? How do they handle this?
Yeah, they can go to supersoulparty.org and there'll be a place for them to fill out, or they can reach a contact us, or they can just email me at supersoul@mayork.com. So either one of those ways would be a great way. Or they just, you know, reach out to me on social media, Mayor K, MEIRKAY. I'm very approachable. I'm very friendly. And I'd be very much welcome to invite them to come to the party if you'd like to help out, or to donate clothing or anything.
You're friendly even when you're not giving out Hanukkah jelly donuts?
Ooh, someone's up to date with the videos. 100%. 100%.
We've had some amazing memories, and I thank you for those, and I thank you for your encouragement of what we do here, and we encourage you to continue what you're doing throughout this entire country. It's amazing to watch how people discover what you're doing and how many people want to be involved with it. That's what's so remarkable. And again, I remind my listeners, you want to take $100 or $180 or $500 and really have it go a long way, go right now to causematch.com/supersoulparty. causematch.com/supersoulparty, and give Mayor K's organization whatever you can to help out. By the way, Mayor, you know, if I sometimes I'll hand a dollar to somebody, you know, sitting on the sidewalk in front of a 7-Eleven, and they'll say shalom, thank you, you know, God bless the Jewish people. I'd have to imagine when you do chesed for random people, as you're doing, you know, throughout these programs, I'm sure at some point they recognize that you're representing the Jewish people and actually, you know, bless the community for having people like yourself. Am I right?
100%. 100%. Like I mentioned, whether it's obviously that they see it or know it, but through conversation is something that I try to bring into the conversation as well to talk about. And they always, the conversation, especially on a one-on-one basis, always goes on a more spiritual thinking God route. I mean, and that's what blows my mind too, is that people even who seem like a lot less fortunate than me and than many of us, there's always this hope and there's always this connection to a higher source, a higher power.
Amazing.
And there's always a blessing. Even with my first video, if you watch the one back in 2017, when we go sit down for food, You see these men who perhaps haven't had eaten a meal in a while. They stop before they eat their food and they pray. And they give thanks.
With all the Super Soul Party videos I've seen, that one, the original one, may still be the most incredible. That was just an unbelievable moment. Just an unbelievable moment.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable time. And we all know sequels don't do as well as the original.
Right.
So, I mean, at this point, it's a different program, but yeah, that one still does really hit home for me. And each year, there's a little, you know, each one has its own thing on energy and ingredients that make it, you know, growing and different. But yeah, those specific moments still exist and happen throughout all the parties every single year. That gratitude that takes place, that kindness that exuberates from this community of unhoused people. Is right there and apparent, and we just look into someone's eyes and you recognize they were almost child once, you know, and they were brought up with certain values and certain ideas, and they too go out into the world, and you know, life happens, but to see that they still have a spirit and a hope and a positivity and a connection to God,
yep,
is quite inspiring.
Just amazing.
You connect them.
Who's been more generous, Eagle fans or Chief fans? Who's been more generous to the Super Bowl party over the last Super Soul party over the last couple of days?
Well, man, you're always putting in a hot
or even better, a Tom Brady fan like yourself is rooting for who on Sunday?
That's it. Listen, our slogan here at Super Soul Party is we're all on the same team. So we're all going for the trophy in different ways. But my closest friends, I gotta say, are Eagle fans. So I may just, you know, compliment that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how many people in our community, you know, our community wide, we have discovered are Eagle fans. We'll see what happens on Sunday. Yeah. Mayor, good luck. We'll keep directing people to the website. Good luck, and thank you for the big Kiddush Hashem, and thanks for being such a friend. And by the way, I'm not asking you to share it with everybody. I know that you have your different categories and different social media platforms that are dedicated to, you know, for different purposes. But when you discover Kosher Halftime Show 2023, which by the way is our 10th annual Kosher Halftime Show,
wow,
do me a favor, at least send it to your family group and let them start spreading it around.
100%. Are you kidding me? I want to see you interviewing your chnilva. Good. Travel pastime, plus what they went viral on TikTok and all that. I mean, like, I'm excited for that. So that's a good bit. And
I was going to say, who knows more about viral sensations than you do, so you could really appreciate it.
Oh, man, yeah. And, of course, leave it to you to know how to jump on the trend. I got to say, that's great. I'm excited for that, and God willing, we'll let people know about it for sure.
Thanks a million.
For sure. Thank you so much.
A pleasure, Mayor K. There he is, everybody. He's amazing. As you know, go to Super... Oh, well, here, let me give it to you exactly how to do it. Go to causematch.com/supersoulparty. causematch.com/supersoulparty. Toss in a few dollars so that Mayor can continue to do the amazing work in Kiddush Hashem that he is doing as we get ready for Super Bowl Sunday here at the Nahum Segal Network.